What's up? You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard Assimilate by Drill out of Philadelphia off of their album. This is not a drill. I discovered Drill this year, and gotta say, I love him. And they also happen to be the 10th most played artist on Teachable Moments in the year 2020. Wow! 2020. I feel like there's a lot of, like, I don't want to say cliche, because, like, I don't know if it is maybe cliche. I don't think cliche is the word that I would use, but I think not very, like, thought out and or accurate sentiments about, like, 2020 ending, like, and what that means. Like, 2020 was obviously, a lot has happened this year, but I don't really know if, like, it's like, I guess obviously to me, like, events, like, time is kind of random, and, like, the markers that we have are random. Like, I feel like the main thing that people talk about when they say, like, the year 2020, is COVID. And then also, the, like, protests in response to the murder of George Floyd. But I think, like, COVID, especially in Vancouver, is, like, often what people are talking about, and, like, why it was such a bad year. And COVID started in mid-March. Like, it doesn't feel like, it hasn't been a year. It's been a long time. It's been a while. But, like, it's not bound to the year 2020 in, what, like, 3 or 4 days. I'm not very good at math. Like, we will still be in the middle of a global pandemic. And, like, it's not really 2020's, like, fault. I don't know. I just feel like the year 2020 is kind of getting, like, as a moment in time, it's getting a bad rap when all it was kind of just, like, when we, like, how we happen to, like, identify the times that, the time. Anyway, we've reached the end of the year. And New Year's has always been my favorite holiday. Because I feel like why I like it is part of why people, is, like, also why people say it's their least favorite holiday. Like, it's, like, which is kind of an extension of, like, what I was just saying of, like, it's, like, an arbitrary time to be, like, and now I'm going to make big changes. Like, it's, like, how is 3 or 4 days from now different from, like, 2 or 3 weeks from now? You know what I mean? Or 2 or 3 weeks ago. But what I like about it is that it is kind of just, like, a moment where, like, there's, like, a cultural encouragement to, like, think on, like, how you want your life to look, which, at least me, I don't know if this is, like, a universal experience, but, like, I often find that, like, I kind of just, like, I don't think about that often in the day-to-day, like, what I want to happen. Like, I kind of just, like, do what I am doing. So, yeah, kind of all I have to say about that. But I figured out we have the top 10s. We got the top 10 artists played on Teachable Moments, and it felt like an apt thing to celebrate, to recognize, do a show about. So we're going to go 10 to 1 in that order. Drill, out of Philadelphia, number 10. And then we're going to end with number 1, which is a surprise, with 4 honorable mentions. Because not to toot my own butt, but I played a lot of really good artists this year. I have pretty good taste. I know a lot of the show is me not being confident, but I feel secure in saying that. Teachable Moments, the show where we try to figure out what's hot and what's not. Today's definition of the word cool. Cool songs, 14 of them. Top 10. So we're going to go right into it. This is Monument by Bedwetters Anonymous off of their album Framed, which came out this year. Long-awaited album. And great band. They played Victory Square this year. So, please enjoy Monument. You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Sweat.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Something I keep finding myself saying is welcome back, but it's like I have no guarantee. I have like no idea if you've been here, if you left and came back. I don't know. Welcome back to me, I guess. Welcome back to me. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard Bird Brain by Be Afraid off of their new album Automatic Worry, which came out at the very beginning of COVID. I want to say like early April. And then just for that was On Fire Pray by Pink Sifu out of Birmingham, Alabama, off of his album Negro. And then opened that set with Bedwetters Anonymous, Monument, Framed is the album, because today's episode of Teachable Moments, we're going to the top 10. Top 10 artists played in 2020 on Teachable Moments, going from January to December. And that is a monumentous episode. Monumental, monumentous. I'm not known for being, like, having an exceptional vocabulary. Teachable Moments, show where we try to figure out what's hot, what's not. Today's definition of where cool, cool songs, 14 of them, top 10. There are going to be four honorable mentions. So, number 10, 10th most played artist. We opened the show with them, Drill. Number 9, Bedwetters Anonymous, you guessed it. Number 8, Pink Sifu. And number 7 is Be Afraid. So there are 6 more plus the 4 honorables. I guess like there's like an interest. I think it's like kind of an interesting, like there are 2 ways that this episode could go. I feel like I've kind of really nestled into the like what time of year it is, and like talking about like, I don't know, almost like what it means for the year to be ending, and like that kind of angle. Or it could just be like greats, like best moments. This year was like, obviously this year was exceptional. I think we can all agree. Something that I thought was interesting with music that came out this year, and like there are a couple albums on this list, albums by artists on this list that are kind of like part of this group of like people who put music out in quarantine. Like, for example, Be Afraid, Automatic Worry came out early April, and I remember because there was a show, they had like a album release show planned for mid late March, and then they kind of just were like, frick it, we'll just release it. Like, the idea of what it means to release music, I think, has kind of changed. And like the music industry is one that has like really been affected by COVID, in that it's been completely stalled. And I feel like I'm in a lot of conversations about what we can do to tide us over, because it is also and like industry and experience that's like very in person and like very hard to replicate virtually. But it's, I don't, and it's been interesting because it's also something that like I really love and is like very valuable. I think I've liked doing my show a lot. It's a lot of very consistent. I help a couple programmers with doing their show, and every week my partner's like, but you just did it. And I'm like, yes, it's been a week. It makes time move kind of faster. It like feels like a marker. I don't know. Gonna get back into our top 10. Top 10 songs. Top 10 artists, excuse me, played on Teachable Moments this year. 10, Drill. 9, Bedwetters Anonymous. 8, Pink Sifu. 7, Be Afraid. And number 6, Lie. This is Good Boy off of You Want a Real, off of Mint Records by Lie. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
At the count of three, imagine yourself in your ideal place of relaxation. One, two, three.
You are listening to
Spit in your ear.
Oh, see.
And this is IET.
Kids, are you missing the excitement of a good local live punk show? Cheap beer, sweat, filthy washrooms, ringing ears, and mostly crowds are for your pals? We'll pick up the new Ape War Needs 7-inch EP, Two Lil Shits, on Bandcamp at your fave local record shops or streaming in all the streamy places. You'll still miss all of that? But with a new bunch of tunes to put into your ear holes. Check them out at ApeWare1 on Bandcamp.com or Needs Vancouver on Bandcamp.com. Hope to see y'all soon.
What do you want me to say? The truth from my mouth disintegrates. What do you want me to say? When the truth from my mouth disintegrates.
Welcome back to Teachable Moments, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard Horse Knowledge by Tonk off of their album Songs to Glorify the Peasant and His Steed, which came out in April of this year. Just before that was Pinch Librarian. New band, pretty small, but well-loved and well-played on this show. And that was Draw Truth off of their demo tape, and then opened that set with Lié's Good Boy off of You Want It Real. We are doing a top 10 artists played on Teachable Moments this year, 2020, January to December. So going 10 to 1, four honorable mentions. Number 10 was Drill out of Philadelphia. Love them to bits. Number 9 was Bedwetters Anonymous, local band. Number 8, Pink Sifu out of Birmingham, Alabama. Number 7, Be Afraid, local band. 6, Lié. 5, Pinch Librarian. 4, numero 4, Tonk. And I guess we're just going to move right along. We got so many more songs to cover. And you know what? I don't need to explain myself because it's my show. Teachable Moments. So we're going to move into number 3, top third album artist played on Teachable Moments on CHR 101.9 FM. Nonla's album Not in Love came out on February 15th of 2020. I remember because I felt very bad that CATR had a show on Valentine's Day that year when the whole album's about love and it would have been perfect. But I also was very grateful that show was really good. The Fun Drive finale was pretty fun. This is Explained off of Not in Love. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Teachable Moments. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you just heard Double by Lucky off of We'll Find the Time. Lucky was the second most played artist on Teachable Moments in the year 2020. We are doing a top 10 episode going from 10 to 1. Number 10 was Drill out of Philadelphia. Number 9 was Bedwetters Anonymous out of Vancouver. Number 8, Pink Sifu out of Birmingham, Alabama. Number 7, Be Afraid out of Vancouver. Number 6, Lie out of Vancouver. Number 5, Pinch Librarian out of Vancouver. I think all the rest are local. Number 4 was Tonk. Number 3 was Nonlaw, whose album Not in Love came out this year off of Kingfisher Blues. And then number 2 was Lucky, their album We'll Find the Time. Lovely. Now it's time for the honorable mentions. These are artists who were played very regularly, but for some reason or another, probably mainly timing, they did not quite make the top 10 spot, but still great, great, great artists. Obviously, you should check them out. So we're going to go right into Prado's new single, Men in Black, came out last week before maybe. Very excited for the new album. It's going to be great, I think. So this is Prado. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Must I say my According to the BC Centre for Disease Control, COVID-19 is transmitted through larger liquid droplets, like what's produced when you cough or sneeze, coming in contact with the eyes, nose, and/or throat. COVID-19 is not transmitted through airborne particles, or small particles floating in the air, or through skin contact. To avoid droplet transmission, wear a face mask if sick. Cover your coughs and sneezes in your elbow. Do not shake hands or high-five others. Wash your hands frequently and for 20 seconds. Do not share household items. Flush the toilet with the lid down. Practice general cleaning.
Red Camp Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of 2 or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
Thank you.
You just heard Routine Issues by D.B. Rich off of his self-titled album out of Berlin, Germany. Just before that was Goth Roulette by the Golden Age of Wrestling off of the album Tombstone Piledriver, which came out earlier this year. And then before that was Kelchris and Chris Keys' Sudden Death off of Innocent Country 2, and then opened that set with Prado's new single, Men in Black, out of Vancouver. So stoked for the new album. We are doing a top 10 list episode. Moment. And those were the honorable mentions of 2020. We've reached the end of the show. To recap, Teachable Moments, the show where you try to figure out what's hot, what's not. Definition of the word cool today is cool songs, 14 of them, top 10. Number 10 was Drill out of Philadelphia. Number 9 was Bedwetters Anonymous. 8, Pink Sifu out of Birmingham, Alabama. 7, Be Afraid. 6, Lie. 5, Pinch Librarian. 4, Tonk, new album, Songs to Glorify the Peasant and His Steed. Number 3 was Non-Law. Their album Not in Love came out in February this year. And number 2 was Lucky, whose album We'll Find the Time came out in March of 2020. Honorable mentions, again, Prado, Kelchris and Chris Keys, Golden Age of Wrestling, and D.B. Rich. All of them, I love them. Didn't quite make top 10, but I just wanted... I wanted the people to know. I wanted them to know. And now, the main number one big reveal. Number one artist played on CHR 101.9 FM. I'll talk about in 2 seconds. Ooh, suspense, like a reality show. I feel like I've already kind of talked about this, especially at the beginning of the show, but this year... obviously was a weird one, like very just like everyone was like unprecedented times or whatever, like, but it just was, everything was incredibly unexpected and really scary. And I'm really grateful to the musicians who were making music in this time and who are releasing music. I guess, like, thank you. I kind of was saying this before, but like I think what's not the most valuable, but something really valuable about it was, like, it felt very normal and it felt very consistent. And it also was artists putting out work that means something to them. So I feel like it's, like, kind of a win for everyone. Music is, like, in such a weird limbo spot right now as, like, an industry or a practice or whatever. So I hope that people are going to be able to jam soon. And yeah, I'm just, like, so, like, inspired and lucky. I feel lucky in a way. I don't know how. I just feel lucky that Vancouver has so many great local musicians who are making music that's actually good. It'd be really tough if it wasn't. And it was really fun doing this episode because, like, I was made, like, obviously this list of artists, I was like, oh, I love all of these artists. Like, it just was like, yeah, I've been playing good music, which feels nice. So again, number 10 was Drill. Number 9, Bedwetters Anonymous. 8, Pink Sifu. 7, Be Afraid. 6, Lie. 5, Pinch Librarian. 4, Tonk. 3, Non-Law. 2, Lucky. And number 1 was Oblomov with their album Steady Drip of a Broken Sprout, which came out in April. This is Water. Congratulations, Oblo. You deserved it. You earned it. Whatever. Thank you so much for listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And happy end of year. Happy New Year. I hope everyone is excited to thrive. So this is Water by Oblomov off of Steady Drip of a Broken Spout. Mm-hmm.